Proclamation number 0887 of 27th of April, 1939. Power of prayer. Love power. The power of prayer is not to be misjudged if the human being wants to cover the path of higher development in the shortest possible time. For prayer is the conscious connection with the Heavenly Father. Prayer is the conscious utilization of divine grace. Through prayer, the relationship with the Father is established and humility, faith and childlike trust are thereby expressed. And prayer is the surest help, for the Lord considers everyone who turns to Him in prayer in the soul's adversity. And thus the human being completes his path of life in the right way and has not spent earthly life in vain, for he fulfills his task with divine strength, which he has always used through prayer. Thus, on the one hand, full trust and help is necessary to fulfill the earthly task completely, but on the other hand, the will to make oneself worthy of this divine help, for he who takes should also give. He who makes use of God's help should also show the Father in heaven through his own actions and thoughts that it is his will to serve him and to live according to his will. Prayer, which ascends from the heart of the Father, always appeals for strength from God, and the soul will feel grateful when this strength flows to the earthly child in such great measure that the striving for perfection becomes easier and also leads to success. For God constantly gives if only His gift is requested. However, anyone who does not need divine help, who believes he can get by without all grace from heaven, is weak because the earthly burden weighs him down and he lacks the strength to lift himself up. It is the Lord's will that you make use of this strength, for it is at your unrestricted disposal. Yet you cannot be provided with this strength if your will rejects it or does not desire it because you do not have the faithful trust that your path of life can be immensely successful as a result. And thus the struggle of a person who does not want to acknowledge the power of prayer will be incredibly difficult, and he can only perfect himself through an extraordinary activity in love. But without the conscious connection with his Creator, this is an unspeakably difficult start, for the strength of love in him has to become so strong, and thus he has to unconsciously draw on the strength from God by doing of his own accord what is pleasing to God and thereby be blessed by the Lord and granted his grace. Yet anyone who lives in love will soon recognize the Father. And anyone who has found the Father will ruefully remember the unused time when too little strength was imparted to his soul through his resistance, for the time on earth is only short and should be utilized in the most imaginable way in order to reach the state of maturity in the shortest possible time and to be able to leave earthly life as a being of light one day. Amen.